Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
9 o'clock hour. Welcome back to Fesco with Dusty. Jay Binkley, JT Noah. We're here with you tomorrow, too, breaking down this game, breaking down this Cowboys game. Still not forgetting about the Colts game. This is what happens, though, when you're sitting here 2 days away from playing the Cowboys, right? It's a huge win. You want to talk about it. It's a huge win. Chiefs and the Colts.
It saved the season.
It did save the season.
I'm telling you, if you lose that game, you ain't making the playoffs.
No. It makes everybody down for Thanksgiving, right?
I mean, it makes me want to eat more food.
Well, you could have been really fat, you know?
Yeah, could got fat. Could got fat.
Yeah, well, it could have been everybody, you know. Everybody's watching their weight now. They're excited about the Chiefs and Cowboys, but they'll turn their attention to the Cowboys and Chiefs this Thursday. Are you glad the Chiefs are playing Thanksgiving and Christmas? Because they want Christmas to kind of be their day now, too. But you knew when the Cowboys are on the schedule and you had to play there, you knew damn well the networks were saying, we want that game.
So I'm not actually too upset with the Christmas game because it's a night game, and I get it. You still have to make sure you get there like at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. But Christmas to me is more of a morning thing. The Thanksgiving is in the Thanksgiving's an all day kind of thing. I get it. It's a 3:30 game, but I mean, to me, Thanksgiving has the four F's in life that you need: family, food, fun, and football.
That's right.
Those are the four F's you need, and
that's good.
If the Chiefs are on it, then I'll watch it and eat my food.
So the Chiefs play the Broncos, as you say, on Christmas night. But here's who they have before that, right? So they got a bye week coming up. And then they have the Commanders in Denver. Then they're at the Raiders. Give me. Then the Packers at home. And the Packers all over the damn place, man. They are.
Packers, I can't figure out. I don't know if they're good or bad.
They can't figure themselves out. So, but they are number two in teams after week 12. So they are good at that. They are good after week 12. They sit right behind the Chiefs. Chiefs, Packers, Bills, the best team since 2019 after week 12. Then it's the Jags at home, which people might be going for Denver there. Then KC and LA, the Chargers, at the end of the season. But, you know, will we get their full attention? Will they be 100% ready to beat the Chiefs? It is good they get a chance. Chiefs get a little redemption at the end of the year against the Broncos. But, yeah, that game felt so good actually getting that win. Did you actually think the Chiefs were going to come back and win that? Did you think the Chiefs were going to be the Chiefs, JT? Or did you think they were going to fall in line like they have so much this year, being 0-5 in one-score games? Did you think that was on the horizon?
You know my answer, because I told you before the show started. I tweeted out while I was at the game, once Hunt fumbled, I go, Hunt just fumbled his second time. I'm quoting it. I'm not sure if it's word for word what I said, but I go, Hunt has fumbled for the second time in his career, and it might have just ended the Chiefs' playoff hopes.
It's really weird what happened, and it's really one of those anomalies of what happened in this game. Jesse Newell, who covers the Chiefs for the Star, did a great job for it. He was looking up at stats, and he looked at some situation. He looked at True Media Sports. In 2025, when NFL teams outgained their opponent by 235 yards, like the Chiefs did the Colts, they were a combined 6-0. winning by double digits every time. The average margin of victory was 23 points. Chiefs beat the Colts in overtime. Actually, Mahomes goes to 7-0 in overtime in the regular season. But, yeah, the Chiefs should have hammered them. I mean, you look back at it and say, you just take the win, though. To be honest with you, that's all you cared about. Just get a field, just win by one, two, it doesn't matter. Style points don't matter in this game. Victories do. And that's the only way I looked at this game, GT. The second half, I was like, all right, Chiefs going to be the Chiefs or not? Are the Chiefs going to show that championship swagger? Are they going to show the stomach of what good teams have? Are they going to show that championship culture and find a way to come down at the end and win like they didn't do in Jacksonville, like they didn't do it against Denver? They had multiple opportunities at home where they're 17-1 in their last 18. Will they find a way to come down at the end and win the game? Or did you start to believe the other, that they were who they were and they were losing games at the end of the game? It was tough. It was a crossroads game for them, 100% crossroads.
Yeah, I didn't think the Chiefs would come back and win, but I also didn't think the Colts would do what they did on offense in the last three possessions of regulation. When you turn the ball over, you're down by 11, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, we got to get a stop. You're not thinking, oh, they're not going to run the football to Jonathan Taylor. The last three drives, I think they ran the ball one time to Jonathan Taylor.
He had 1 yard. Rushing in the fourth quarter in the overtime.
But the thing about it is, I get it was 1 yard. Even if you run the ball, say, one time a drive, you're still chewing clock. Every time you passed it, it was incomplete. The clock stopped immediately, and it helped the Chiefs get back in the game. It helped the Chiefs have so much time to go down the field. Because if you remember, the Chiefs didn't score on all of their drives in the fourth quarter. They punted one time, and they still got the ball back with enough time to tie the game, where they actually should have won the game in the red zone where they were at the 5 yard line.
The mental mistakes you usually don't see. The Chiefs had a few, obviously, in that game. The gimme touchdown with the Mahomes, Latu made a great play. That's why he's on the edge there, why they drafted him, the arm length that showed up there. The scooping, well, he batted the pass down, got the interception, gave Daniel Jones that touchdown. Then, of course, the fumble. Looked good for the Colts. Looks like everybody's going to be right, making that prediction about the Colts beating the Chiefs. They were going to hammer them, right? They were going to hammer in this game. Then they didn't do it. And the real MVP quarterback, the guy with championship swagger, won the game. That's all you want in your quarterback. What do you do in the fourth quarter? You hadn't seen that this year from this team, but you saw it in this game when it mattered. And if you're a Colts fan, you're questioning Daniel Jones that they're hitching their wagon to when they say that's our number one guy. And the biggest thing that all of us have been saying about the Colts all year is wait and see. They've climbed the power rankings. They don't mean a damn thing when people put them out. We all do them. I even do them too. But they always had the Colts up there at the top. Up there near the top. I was like, okay, wait till they play a tough schedule. Wait till it starts tightening up. 2 weeks ago, they played the Steelers at Pittsburgh. They lost. Number 32 passing defense in the NFL, 3 picks for Daniel Jones. Fumbled 3 times, lost 2 of them. Then they play the lowly Falcons overseas and go to overtime. Found a way to win it. Then they go to the Chiefs, fourth quarter, overtime, 1 rushing yards, no first downs. They had their opportunity, and they melted down. You don't want to see this. If you want to stake your claim and say Daniel Jones is our guy going forward, you want to see something except his wins against Arizona, against the Dolphins, against the Raiders, against the Titans twice. You want to see something more tangible like a win at Arrowhead Stadium before you stake your claim and say Daniel Jones is the answer. He's the guy that we're going to pony up for. He's the guy we're going to back the Brinks trick up. We're going to pay him because you know they're going to.
They got to because they sent off their draft picks. They feel like he's the guy,
yeah,
so they've got to sign and give him that money.
Well, he's going to get his money, but is it him or is it Jonathan Taylor? Is it Tyler Warren? I wasn't worried about Daniel Jones. Wasn't worried about Jonathan Taylor. It was told, hey, you got to worry about the league's leading rusher. The Chiefs find a way to stop who they want to stop. And Jonathan Taylor, they wanted to stop, and they did. They didn't care about Daniel Jones. They didn't respect him.
No, they didn't respect him. And I told you, I wasn't worried about Jonathan Taylor. You weren't worried about Jonathan Taylor. I was worried about Tyler Warren. And Tyler Warren, he had a decent game. He had a touchdown.
Because tight ends have hurt him in the past. Exactly. Not as bad this year as previous years.
Right, but still, you can find that mismatch if you want against Spags defense where you get a linebacker like Nick Bone. I love Nick Bone. He's an MIZ guy, but he is not good in pass coverage.
But you got to find that weakness. That's the tough part. You got to find that weakness.
And they didn't find the weakness. They didn't find it consistently enough in the fourth quarter.
They didn't find the weakness down the stretch. That's why you pay Spags. He gets the job done. As I mentioned, they get the job done on fourth down. They didn't go for a fourth down because they were too scared to do it. Chiefs are in their heads. and they melted down at Arrowhead Stadium. That is not what you want your franchise quarterback to do when things are going to tighten up for the Colts and probably have a first-place schedule next year. All of a sudden, they're going to be on prime time all the time, and now teams are going to want to beat them. Now they're going to be the marked team. Like the Chiefs had to deal with for so long, being that marked team. When the tape is out, it doesn't lie. In the hotels and tendencies and things like that, and you know, Chris Jones talked about that after the Broncos game. They knew what they were in, which was false, and the Xavier Worthy and how Maxwell Harrison knew his tells. Fine. Chiefs have known these tells on these teams for so long. You don't win, go to seven straight AFC title games if you don't know tells about other teams. Bottom line is they just don't tell anybody. They keep it in-house. There's no need to tell anybody. Just go back last year in the playoffs, stopping Josh Allen on fourth down, the tush push. They knew which side he was going to run to because he always does. Always runs the same side. And the Chiefs are ready for it. They sold out for it, and they stopped him. It was a tell. So the Bills can talk about a tell against Worthy, but they themselves had one earlier on against the Chiefs. I don't know. The confidence is high for the Chiefs. The Cowboys, you don't consider the Cowboys a must-win game, do you? You don't consider in the same category as the Colts. I know that every game is important, but if you're going to lose one, do it in the NFC.
Yeah, this one you can afford to lose. I would like, obviously, not to lose this game because you don't have any cushion, it feels like, for, I would say, breathing room. But if they did lose it, it wouldn't be end-all, be-all. It would just hurt because it's on a holiday. And the last time, I have PTSD of 2 years ago Christmas when you lost to the Raiders.
9-6. Chiefs were 9-6, and they went on a historic run.
Right. It would just fit. It would actually just fit into this year's Chiefs team if they lost this game. Because guess what? Another backbreaker where you're like, dang, where we could have set ourselves up for real good success down the stretch, and you lost it. You didn't control what you wanted to control in that game. Because I don't think the Dallas Cowboys will win this game more than the Chiefs would give it to them. Because
Chiefs have to go out and lose the game themselves.
Dallas has got
that.
A good offense. It's a scary offense.
Their Colts defense, had a great offense.
Their defense is very vulnerable. I get it. They have a better defensive line now with Quinn Williams. But you still can go out there and attack this defense through the passing game. And guess what? You have Travis Kelce. You have Juju Smith-Schuster, who actually, Bink, if you want someone that I think is a long shot to jump into the Salvation Army bucket, give me Juju Smith-Schuster.
You think Juju will do it?
If he scores a touchdown, he's going straight to it. I tell you that.
I think he'd do it without scoring.
You think so?
I think he'd follow the receiver in and jump in.
I'm telling you, he's the one guy.
Because Rice isn't going to do it with this hamstring.
I'm telling you, he's the one guy I know that would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I can see Juju.
But Juju Smith-Schuster, you have Xavier Worthy out there. I get they're banged up, but these guys still can beat the secondary for the Cowboys.
Text line says, you're all insane. This is a must-win game. Actually, if they drop this game, the other games become must-win. But no, this is not a must-win game. They can still finish 11-6. I even still make the playoffs. But if you're going to lose, better be this game. And then it's clear sailing. Then it's a mini-buy before things get real at Arrowhead Stadium. We discuss the Chiefs going forward next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go back, Jim Hinkley, JT Noah. I think Drew Aller ended up breaking his ankle. That's what it was. Broke his ankle in that situation. That was his injury. Guess what ESPN's doing? They're talking, can the Bengals run the table with Joe Burrow and win the division? Really? We're here yet? We're at this point? T. Higgins not playing this week, by the way. He's not playing against the Ravens. The Bengals, with Joe Burrow back, they still got to stop somebody on defense, so it's still going to be a problem. They have the Ravens twice. They still have to go to Buffalo. At the Dolphins, too, and they're proved to be a pesky team at this point. Cleveland at home?
I don't know.
No gimme. Cardinals at home? But Bengals, can they run the table? I think it's the Ravens. I think they've done too much work to get back into this thing. They've taken over the crown, and they'll get it.
Now, I will say Lamar just does not look 100% still. He looks very gimpy with that leg. So I would say, yes, Baltimore wins that division because I think they're the better team all around. But I would say Lamar is still not 100%.
And someone says, I think the Chiefs can still win the West. Here's the thing with the Chiefs winning the West. I think we got to kind of get rid of that. I know you never want to say never, but they're 3 games behind in the standings and then technically a 4th because they have the tiebreaker, the Broncos do. And you do get a chance to get the Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium, so that can even itself out. But then as far as the NFL tie-breaking procedures go between 2 clubs, to win a division, head-to-head, best one-loss percentage. So the Chiefs would have one, the Broncos would have one if they beat them at Arrowhead Stadium. Then best one-loss tied in games played within the division. Third tiebreaker, best one-loss tied percentage in common games. Remember, the Broncos have a win over the Eagles. The Chiefs have lost, so that's a win for them. They've also beaten the Texans. Again, it's going to be tough to beat the Denver Broncos. And right now in the division, they're 2-1. Chiefs are 1-2. But the conference record, Chiefs are 3-4. The Denver Broncos are 6-2 in the AFC. Just get to the dance at this point. I know the Chiefs fell back and slipped back to 10th overall seed this week. They're 15th in drafting. Things can change because the schedule for the Chiefs does open up. And it opens up after the Patriots game. Or excuse me, the Dallas Cowboys game on Thanksgiving. You get a mini bye. We can talk about the bye week and all that, and I think it was at nauseam that Andy Reid's 22-4 after the bye and loses to the Broncos. But he was 3-4 if both teams had a bye. And if we want to clarify whether the Broncos had a full bye or not, again, Andy Reid had an under 500 record when both teams had a bye. Very good after the bye, but 3-4 when both teams have had a bye. Broncos a mini bye because they played the Raiders on a Thursday night. But for the Kansas City Chiefs going forward, and keep in mind, 17-1 their last 18 games at Arrowhead Stadium. So you get the Dallas Cowboys out of the game. Get away from that. Get the mini bye. Then you don't play Houston until Sunday night. Houston's at home. A team that struggled to score points. Probably be Stroud back at that point, not Davis Mills. Then you get the Chargers at home. A chance at redemption for what happened in Brazil. And again, the Chiefs were 17-3 against the Chargers going into the season before it started. Their offensive line is banged up. Pipkins in there playing. He's been banged up before, but Alt's gone for the year. Slater's gone for the year. So they've got some work to do on that offensive line. Then at Tennessee, home against Denver, at the Raiders, Arrowhead West. It is right there in front of them, GT. Every game's going to be big, but when you're playing Arrowhead Stadium and you get these divisional teams at home, especially Denver, a chance to get back at them, chance to get a little revenge back at Kansas City. Hey, yeah, that game was in Denver. You want to walk off at the very end. Very end of the game, you get a field goal you want. You got to come to Arrowhead Stadium now. Chargers, good game in Brazil. They wanted to celebrate it. Now you have to come to Arrowhead Stadium. It's all favorable for the Chiefs. My question is to you and the text line, 913-586-7965. Do you feel confident in the Chiefs running the table once you get through the Dallas Cowboys game? Win or lose,
yes.
We're not talking about that game. We're talking about Houston, L.A. at home, at Tennessee, Denver at home, at the Raiders. It's very favorable for the Chiefs, especially these teams you want revenge at home.
I love them running the table after this week. You get the mini bye, you get to heal up, then you get Texans at home on a primetime night. You get to go against the Chargers. All the teams you want to beat and you feel that would be the hardest test are at home. Your true road games are Titans and Raiders. And guess what? Raiders is Arrowhead West, as we call it. So the only true road game is the Titans. And the Titans have not looked that good. They have a rookie quarterback. Spags is going to feast. So, yes, I love them to run the table after this week.
So you have them running the table. Do you have them finishing 12-5 or 11-6? Do you have them winning against Thanksgiving? I know we'll do official predictions tomorrow.
If I had to put a guess on it, I bet they go 11-6. 11-6 because I just don't know if they can run the whole table like that. If so,
and it cost them losing those games early. The close games they lost have come back to bite them. That Jacksonville game really came back and bite them because Jacksonville's schedule is pretty favorable, to be honest with you. But they find a way to screw around and be in football games that they shouldn't. And Travis Hunter, of course, has gone from the year from defense and offense. Not buying the Bengals. Before the season, I thought it might be the Bengals, the Bills, and the Chiefs again as the teams to beat, and the Ravens, of course, for a team to beat. Do you consider the same teams? Are you buying into any other team? Are you buying into the Colts?
My stock has been bought all the way up for the Patriots. I love what the Patriots are doing. So if there's one team that I didn't think that would do anything this year that I've bought a lot of stock in is New England.
I think they're a year too early, but they're proving it that they're not.
That's fine. I'm not saying they win the whole thing this year, but I'm saying I think they are a better all-around team than the Denver Broncos. And if they got the one seed and hosted in Gillette, that would be an extremely tough matchup. I would be more afraid to go into Gillette Stadium than to Mile High in Denver.
Really?
Yes. Well, you never know, but elements can be a factor in both. I love Vrabel. I think Vrabel is so underrated. I could not believe he was not a head coach last year, and it worked out for him because now he's with Drake May in New England.
It's an example of a defensive guy working with an offensive guy. Well,
right, but also, I mean, he's under the Belichick tree, and I love what the Patriots are doing, and I love Vrabel. So, yeah, I would be more scared to go face the Patriots than the Broncos.
Because really, who's legitimate then? So you're saying the Patriots are. You think the Ravens are legitimate? Now, the good news is the Chiefs do have the tiebreak over the Ravens.
I don't think the Ravens...
Unless they win the division. They win the division, all things off at that
point. I don't
think
the Ravens are legitimate just because I don't think Lamar's 100%.
And you get to the postseason. You've got, three postseason wins at this point. Don't scare you as much in the postseason. For some reason, they didn't run against the Chiefs, just like the Colts didn't run against them there. But there's more of a reason why the Colts didn't in this game than what the Ravens did in previous matchups with them. The Bengals, I don't think Joe Burrow makes that difference. No T. Higgins. I mean, and Jamar Chase has got to stop spitting on people. He's already served that suspension going forward. But yeah, Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow are a salty combination. That is true. I also believe they should have spent money upping Trey Hendrickson instead of these one-year deals where he's been coming back the last 2 years still on that contract, that he deserved the pay instead of T. Higgins in the offseason. Yeah. I'll swear by that one.
Yeah, they
because their defense so
their
bad.
Their defense is bad. That's why you can't trust the Bengals.
And Logan Wilson now with the Cowboys.
Right, so I just don't trust them at all. The Bengals-wise, like I said, I think the Ravens win that division. I just don't think Lamar's fully healthy. Patriots, I said that scare me. Patriots really are the only team that I would say scare me. People are like, well, what about the Bills? The Bills don't scare me. Their wide receiver group is not good. And if you take away, I don't think James Cook will get 100 yards on us again in a playoff game. And Josh Allen hasn't proved to beat Spags and Andy Reid in the playoffs, so why should I be scared of them?
Oh, no, they'll have you believe they have.
Oh, I know they will.
As the text line says, Belichick tree hasn't historically been good. That's true. With Cornell and Weiss and Josh McDaniels. It worked with him, though. It worked with him, but he needs to be there, and he's not there. He's in North Carolina losing games. And wouldn't he make a bowl game?
Yeah, you're talking about the Chargers here, watching this ESPN, and they think Chargers could lose to the Cowboys. Wouldn't that be
big? They could easily. And the Chargers are a different team with that line so banged up. Different team. Herbert's getting hit. That offensive line's a mess.
Yeah. Also, it is in Dallas. I think Dallas plays way better when they're at home. I get it. It's always like, oh, well, every team plays better at home. No, there's teams that don't play well at home. I think the Cowboys are one team that can play at home. I don't think they come back from 21 down if they're in Philadelphia on Sunday. But I'm telling you, the only team that I truly am scared of, and it's crazy to say because it's a team that their quarterback has never made the playoffs, but it's Drake May and Mike Vrabel. I think that's
because of the unknown.
The unknown of Drake May, but also Mike Vrabel, I think he's beat Patrick Mahomes twice. Let's not forget that. He's beat Patrick Mahomes with Tennessee, and this Patriots team's better than those Tennessee teams.
He beat him 27-3. It was the year the Chiefs...
Two
of them happened in 21. That was right. The year they went to the title game and lost to the Bengals, unfortunately. But it happened. Luana Rumo, again, I think that was the public enemy number one for the Colts. Not Daniel Jones, not Tyler Warren, not Jonathan Taylor, Luana Rumo, and that proved to be right. He was the problem.
He was, but Mahomes found a way to get through there somehow, and they won the game. That's all that matters, right? It's a win is a win, as they said in the press conference.
It was nice to see the receivers step up in the second half because that was a big concern in the first half. When Rice just had three, it's like,
they couldn't
beat
man-to-man. They weren't beating man-to-man at all.
41% of the time, they ran man.
They finally beat man-to-man on that. It was right after the OPI, I think it was, on Travis Kelce. They ran another man-to-man. It was a slant right across the middle, and Rasheed got it. And you could tell that Rasheed wasn't 100% because he got caught by a linebacker.
Yeah. Text line's asking, does Vrabel count as Bill's tree since he never coached under Bill, but he played under Bill? So he's there every day of practice and everything and knows the system. That's kind of a toss-up there.
That's a toss-up, depending on how you want to take it.
I don't think he learned how to be a coach from Bill, though, unless he took those same lessons he learned from Belichick.
Yeah.
But he also learned how to beat him.
I forgot he didn't. I thought he was an assistant for a little bit under Bill, but I forgot he went right from playing, I guess, to head coach to Tennessee.
It's what teams want. They're always looking for that guy. And again, I used to believe it was offensive-minded head coach with the quarterback, but I think that offensive mind has to pick the quarterback and not be stuck with that quarterback. Going forward, has to be one that fits the system, fits the scheme, like Andy Reid picking Mahomes, in my opinion, able to go forward. Now we've seen McDonald in Seattle work with another quarterback, defensive-minded guy. John Harbaugh, defense and special teams is his background. It works there. Sean McDermott, defensive-minded coach, has been working. We can debate if that's workable with the Bills or not. Or if you're Buffalo, are you worried about the window closing now? Are you worried about having these opportunities and all of a sudden the window closes?
Yeah, you got to worry about that window closing. Also, Bill Belichick was an assistant for Ohio State. I meant Vrabel was. That's where he came from. Okay. But yeah.
And he was at Cleveland last year as a consultant.
Well, right. But yeah, I think the window is closed. And the reason I say the window is closed is you look back right now and you look at their wide receiver group. I get it. You still have James Cook. He's played phenomenal. But your wide receiver group is bottom five. It is horrible. And your big money that you thought was better than Xavier Worthy has been benched back-to-back games because of off-the-field problems with the team. I mean, Keon Coleman is not playing because he's having off-the-field problems.
Remember, they wanted him instead of Worthy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. They took him over Worthy. Or they traded for it, yeah.
Well, that trade came down. It's like the Chiefs traded the Bills again.
Again,
like,
what
Bills,
are we doing?
Bills are taking their phone call?
Yeah, I don't understand. And so, yeah, I think the window is closed because you only get so much time to get in there. And their window has closed, and now they got to move on and find a way to rebuild it up. Like, it's a situation where you have to consistently sustain it, and they have not found a way to sustain it consistently.
But your window stays open typically with the quarterback. You have to have that guy because then the window's
open. I'm telling you, the coach needs to go. McDermott has to go. If they want any time with Josh Allen, McDermott has to be the guy that goes.
Okay, good with that. That's fine. But you look at these other quarterbacks, Denver with Bo Nix. Do you think, because here's the deal with the Denver defense. Yeah, they're getting a lot of sacks this year, but guess what happens? Free agency happens. And guys get poached. And then all of a sudden you're stuck with Bo Nix still. Can that be the guy? It's working now. It'll work this season because the defense is there. They're going to be a one-trick pony? Is this going to be it? Or can they believe in Bo Nix that he's going to be the quarterback going forward with them? That's the scary thing that teams have to realize. Is it the quarterback or is it the defense and parts around him? Like Indianapolis is finding that out with Daniel Jones. They want to believe in him being the guy. But when you go to Kansas City and melt down in the fourth quarter in overtime, you have to have your doubts about which direction you're going. And I think this is a real surprise to them. I think they were really set back on Andrew Luck, of course, up and retired for him.
Oh, yeah.
It set this team back.
It set the team back. I mean, you weren't expecting that at all, and then all of a sudden it happens out of nowhere. So, yeah, it set the team back, and that's expected.
In the text line 620, I'm not closing the window on the Bills because of Allen. Again, they have the quarterback there. Find the right guy to be the head coach. And things go forward. Remember, Brian Daboll was looked upon as the Josh Allen whisperer when he was the OC there, right? failed at head coach with the New York Giants, failed in Kansas City. He's the worst offensive coordinator the Chiefs have ever had when Daboll was in charge of the 2012 Kansas City Chiefs offense. But will that be the guy? Is that the answer for the Buffalo Bills going forward? I don't think it is.
No.
I think they have Josh Allen. Listen, as long as you have the quarterback, you can go, but that defense is taking a step back. Remember that defense was the number one defense in the NFL in points per game against when the Chiefs went right down the field on 13 seconds and tied them up. Remember that game? Going right down the Buffalo Bills. But the defense has slipped. They look good against the Chiefs. I'll give you that because they've geared their team to beat the Chiefs. Their problem is they didn't look at the Patriots.
Nope. Or, you know, they didn't even look at the Dolphins. I mean, you think about that. The Dolphins just, they got beat by the Dolphins the following week. They laid an egg. And to the 816, I'm not saying Bill Belichick's tree is better than Andy. I was just saying there is some player coaches that have come from Bill Belichick's tree that have been good. And whether you want to say he came from that tree, that's up to your discussion or debate. I don't care. But I do think Sean McDermott has to go because, like you said, the window's open because of Allen and his age. But if you have a coach that isn't hitting on all cylinders, we talked about this. McDermott is a defensive-minded head coach. Sometimes a defensive-minded head coach works with the quarterback. This one has not worked. This one needs to be moved on. And if they don't do it, then they're not going to ever get to that window of where they can win the Super Bowl.
Waste that opportunity with Josh Allen.
Exactly. I saw some people say, trade everyone away for McVay. You ain't going to get McVay. That'd be insane if the Bills got McVay as their head coach. But there's no way.
I would hate to see it.
Oh, God, it would be
awful.
I
would hate to see McVay with Allen.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a recipe that would scare me.
I mean, he's made Stafford look awesome. Like Stafford could be the MVP.
He made Goff look good.
He did. McVay can coach.
McVay. I said this. I think McVay would be my, like, leader for when Andy leaves. I don't know if he would take it, but I would literally be offering McVay, hey, you want to come be the coach for the Chiefs once Andy Reid decides to retire?
Yeah, and who knows when that happens. If he stays around 4 or 5 more years, who knows? At that point, we'll be looking at the college game because that balance between the college game and the pro game has never been so close with nil and what they do in their front office now, having GMs, you know, run the team and stuff just like the NFL. Dan Lanning would be a name I'd keep an eye on.
Yeah, Dan Lanning.
Because he's a Chiefs fan. He's from the area. Got his first head coaching job at Park Hill South. Dan Lanning in Oregon would be a guy that I would put. And a defensive-minded guy. He's a defensive coordinator at Georgia when they were up and running. So, and he coached under Saban. So it's a defensive guy, but I think that could work with an offensive guy in Mahomes because Mahomes is so powerful.
Do you think, because I know people say he was not good as a head coach in Chicago, but do you think Matt Nagy would be well up in Buffalo as a head coach?
I think he'd be an improvement.
Right.
Listen, the Chiefs' offense is actually, again, statistically better in every category than it was last year.
Exactly.
Nagy's actually doing a pretty good job, and he is an NFL Coach of the Year. I get that. He did go to the playoffs, what, twice with Trubisky, which
with
is very
Trubisky,
hard to do.
Which is very so hard to do. And they should have won the game against the Eagles, but it was the double doinker.
So, yeah, if he's gone and he's not the coach in waiting, I would look at the college ranks. I'd strongly consider it. It's going to be very attractive for the Chiefs if it ever comes open, which who knows if it is or not. I doubt it. Reed's going to hang on as long as he can.
Well, I know. It's just
Mahomes.
A discussion to
but
talk.
I think they might look at the college game. And here's the one thing. People want Andy to always have fresh eyes and stuff, which I always think is good. To, like, freshen things up, change things, look at the college game and see what they're doing. Reed's done this before. You remember Chris Ault? He brought Chris Ault back in the day with Alex Smith. He designed the pistol offense in Nevada. He's the architect of the pistol in the FBS. Chiefs brought him in as a consultant to work with Alex Smith. And the next year, they got an exclusive deal with Chris Ault. He's highly regarded in the football world. Matter of fact, he's on the college football playoff committee as we sit now as one of the 13 members voting on who's in the college football playoffs because people have so much respect for what he's done in the game. So they have done in the past, and I know they watch the college game a lot and what works for the players. It's why that RPO thing drives you crazy, but it's what Mahomes did a lot at Texas Tech. I know you need to run more out of the RPO and more designed runs, but here's the one thing about being under center. That's great, but always keep play action going. Always keep it going because the minute you become predictable, going under center and always running the football, teams know. Not at first. It works at first, but then they start to know what's going on. Just like the fourth down defense, teams are starting to get the memo not to go for a fourth down against the Chiefs. So, interesting feeling there. But I do like the Chiefs going forward. I think it's fun what they have going forward with their schedule. And this Thursday is going to be a ton of fun what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs. Will they beat the ratings record? I say yes. I'll tell you what the highest rated games are next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Final segment, Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley, JT Noah producing the operation. Tomorrow, 6:45, usually when I go on Fesco and Dusty, we'll have to change things up a little bit. For that, here's the text line asking me a question. It's a conundrum, so to speak, JT. Bink, JT, hoping for a little justification. Every year, my family does Thanksgiving at 4 p.m. Says my wife and I are Chiefs fanatics to the point of having a march. We push it back to 7:30 or so, or should we move it to a different day? So move the Thanksgiving back to 7:30 or do it on a different day. They said they've also planned their three kids to be born in May, so nothing interferes with football season. Am I being unreasonable in saying we won't be attending unless? Talk about, you know, fall weddings and stuff, which I will say JT is not getting married in the fall. He is waiting till after football season. So he's got the memo, and he's done a great job with that.
The fiancé understood the memo. We are getting married in March of 27, so we're good.
Perfect. Perfect. But you got to be careful. Free agency in March, draft in April. You got to be careful with certain dates around there.
But hey, listen, I'll have a bunch of TVs where I'm at. I'm on a
cruise
ship. Parkville
Beer Fest doesn't get the memo on this. But anyway,
oh, really? Oh,
no, they do on draft day.
Draft day?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I'm always doing live stuff then.
Yeah, usually the Royals are messing you up with delays and doubleheaders.
This year was perfect, though. The Royals were the afternoon games and everything perfect for the draft when we did on the radio for that. But should they move it back, JT? Normally at 4 o'clock. I'm going to say yes. If you move back to 7:30, that's fine. Different day. I don't know if you want to screw with that. That would work out, to be honest with you. There's great football on Friday and Saturday. So don't forget about that. There's great college football, even an NFL game with the Eagles and Bears on Friday for Black Friday. So, yeah, you can move it back to Friday or Saturday. You can do that. But should they do it at 4 o'clock or should they go ahead and do it at 7:30? I'm not suggesting moving this because it is Thanksgiving. But if you want to do it afterwards, I understand. I would recommend that.
What are they trying to move the meal?
Move the meal instead of 4 o'clock. They always do it at 4.
Well, why can't you eat and watch the game?
Well, you could, but here's the thing about it. If they're kicking off around 3, right? If you're kicking off then, do you really want to be screwing with the food, the preparation at that time, if you're both Chiefs fans?
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, right.
So you want to move it back because there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, move
I mean, there's
it
a lot
back.
Of heating up. There's a lot of things that go into it.
You don't want to rush it So move it back a little bit, then be ready. Maybe start serving at halftime. Like, hey, guess what? The food's ready to be served at halftime, or just do it after the game.
I think after the game would be perfect, right?
Yeah, right. It'd be a Thanksgiving dinner instead of a Thanksgiving lunch.
It's a 3:30 kick, so by 6:30, game be done. Then you start heating things up. Everybody eats at 7:30. I think that's appropriate. I think the lighting ceremony sometime after 6, something like that. I can't remember the exact time on that. But regardless, you can sit there during the Bengals and watch Joe Burrow go against the Ravens. Hopefully it's Chiefs win. Hopefully it doesn't ruin your dinner, because it could. If they lose that game in spectacular fashion, that would ruin your Thanksgiving dinner. I think it would. It would change how it is. But I would seriously think about moving the dinner. I'm curious what people are going to be doing on Thanksgiving. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. What are you doing? Are you doing the early Thanksgiving, try to get it out of the way, and you're going to be eating during the Lions game? Or are you going to wait till 3:30 and eat during the Chiefs game and the Cowboys? Or are you going to sit there, drink your brew, drink your fall brew, and get ready to eat at 7:30? These are good questions. These are good questions to have about when you're going to have your Thanksgiving meal. But I'll say this, JT, as we talked about earlier, these teams that look at the Chiefs, you know how we look at other teams and say, well, we hope they lose. We hope Jacksonville loses to Denver. You look at some of these games, and these teams need to take losses someplace. But for some in Denver, they're rooting for the Chiefs to beat the Colts. That's fine in theory, because they want their number one seed. But then the question is, do you want the number one seed, or do you want to keep the Chiefs out of the playoffs? Because to me, it's about keeping the Chiefs out of the postseason, because there's one team that thrives in the playoffs. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. The proof is in the pudding. 17 postseason wins for Mahomes, number two all time. That's proof in the pudding for the Chiefs in the postseason.
Has never missed the AFC Championship game. Has never missed it.
Never missed it. And he's got the coach that's number two all time in postseason wins, only three behind Bill Belichick. So you're going to have to deal with Mahomes, and you'd have to deal with Andy Reid in the postseason. You have to deal with the Chiefs defense. Is that something you want to deal with? Or would you rather have the number one seed? To me, I'd rather the Chiefs be knocked out of the playoffs. If I'm not a Chiefs fan watching this from another city, I want the Chiefs out of it. I want the hell out of it. Because, again, week 12 on, last 4 years, Chiefs had the best record in the NFL. 821 winning percentage week 12 and on. You got to get them early. And if you're going to knock them out, you got to do it early. Because you do not want them lingering around in the postseason beating your ass.
Right. You don't want – that would be like, hey, do you want Tom Brady and the Patriots to get into the playoffs as a 7 seed and they win out so you could be the 1 seed? No, you want the Patriots out. You would rather be the 2 seed than the 1 seed if it was the Patriots. It's the same way I feel if you're a fan right now. You don't want to see the Chiefs in there, because the Chiefs are the new Patriots. If they get in, they're going to find a way to make noise and ruin your season. I would not want any part with the Chiefs being in the playoffs if I was a Broncos fan.
No, I'd want them completely out of it. From the text line, 913, said last year they went to the girlfriend's family for Christmas, and they insisted they have dinner during the Chiefs game with no TVs.
You kidding me? I would have left. Sorry.
You're going to try to pull this crap in Kansas City without watching the game?
I'm sorry.
You seriously want to pull this crap in Kansas City?
Man, my girlfriend would have been single. No way.
So he got on his phone and streamed the game during that, but he was pissed, he says. He's still with that person. I'm very curious. He's still with that person. 816 says, I'm glad my family had to never tried to choose between the game and Thanksgiving. Just make sure the food is done and eat and watch football. That's fine if there's TV in the kitchen and people don't care, whatever, that's fine. But keep in mind, so many people like the Chiefs fans. And do they really want to cook during the game? That's the question. Do you? Because I don't think they do. I don't think they want to do that.
Yeah, so we have, we can get into this tomorrow, but.
He says they broke up.
Good. Yep. Good. Smart man right there, 913. So we're going from, we have my fiance's for lunch for Thanksgiving, and then we're leaving at 2 o'clock to get to my house so I can watch the Chiefs game in the man cave and eat my parents' Thanksgiving food. So yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. Yep. My dad's like, are you going to eat upstairs
you
with us?
You got the memo, JT.
My dad's like, are you going to eat upstairs with us? No, Dad. The game is on at 3:30. I'm sorry. We have a TV upstairs. I don't care. Yeah. I have a man cave downstairs for a reason. Yeah. I will be downstairs.
Does anybody watch with you at all, or just you?
Yeah, it's my brother, usually.
Okay.
So it's usually my brother, his wife, and then it's me and my fiance usually downstairs. So
do you behave during the game? Because I never do.
No chance. My fiance and my sister-in-law call us gay boys when we watch Chiefs. We just start doing weird dances when we score. We lose our minds.
I have holes in the wall from Chiefs playoff losses as a kid.
I will say I have never punched a hole in my...
And I put pictures over the hole in the
wall. I haven't punched a hole in my parents' wall. I feel like my parents would not be happy with me.
785 says, how is lunch not the solution? It could be.
Well, yeah. It could be, but
again,
you're going
to have to
get up
early. As long as you're fine before 3:30 when the Chiefs kick off, it's fine. Do it before. Do it during the Lions game or whatever. Enjoy your food like the Lions like you normally do.
I feel like sometimes it's a rush to get the food done if you miss the time slot. My dad, I remember as a kid, would be up at like 6:30 making sure the turkey's ready to go. I tell you, dads live for days like Thursday on Thanksgiving. Their day is Thanksgiving Day when they can cook all the food and be like, yeah, I did all this.
It's a great holiday. Thanksgiving's awesome. 620 says their local watering hole is open to showing on Turkey Day, so they're going to be open at the bar to go watch the game. Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect situation. You get out, go have a little fun. Hey, all the kids come by for like 10 minutes, and they leave because they go see a movie. You're going to watch a game. Big difference. So go ahead and do that. They're not going to have the game on some of the text line. That's crazy, man. If you're having a Thanksgiving party and you don't have the game on, that's a problem. Here's a Broncos fan saying, Broncos fan here, we all want the Chiefs. Don't kid yourself. Bring the smoke. Be careful what you wish for, man. Be careful what you wish for. If you want to see the Chiefs in the postseason, they live in the postseason. And it doesn't matter if they're playing on the home or the road. Ask the Bills, ask the Ravens. It doesn't matter where the Chiefs go. As long as they're in the dance, they don't give a damn where they play.
Hey, 913, don't come at me about having a man cave at my parents' house. I'm 25, okay? I just moved out literally in July. Yes, I built a man cave in my parents' house. I live in an apartment. I can't have a man cave at my apartment.
You know what you're doing?
Right. Don't come at me, 913. I'll come at you.
You've watched with your family for so long. It's what you do. It's kind of, I did post game with you, so I understand your commitment to watching the game with your family. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Bink.
Logan and Drew for 4 hours talking football with you. CDOT and Rob back at 2:00 for the drive. JT and I will see you tomorrow morning at this various time. And we're expecting 50% less traffic tomorrow than you saw today.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk turkey. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.